She has spent her life looking for ways to help others. Cindy Kirchhofer. Cindy Kirchhofer isn't a politician. She's a community leader and an advocate for safer neighborhoods and more funding for our local public schools.
She's an independent leader who puts people ahead of politics. Ed Clear.
As our state representative, Ed Clear is focused on economic growth and understands the importance of quality, good-paying jobs. Ed believes we need better jobs for today, and Ed knows we must prepare young people for the careers of tomorrow by investing in workforce development and fully funding our local public schools. Who is Jim Metro? Metro is a liberal Democrat who is running a negative campaign fueled by contributions from the same groups that supported Barack Obama, whose failed policies of reckless spending and Obamacare are hurting America and killing jobs. You're listening to Election Night coverage on KISS 102.7, B92 Country, and News Talk 1330 WLBB. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Jill Duncan State Farm Insurance, United Community Bank, Star News and Star News Online, American ComputerNet, and Lazy River Catering. Now, broadcasting live from Election Headquarters.
Kentuckians need relief from a storm of taxes and spending from Washington. But in Frankfort, Gerald Watkins is pouring it on. Gerald Watkins voted to increase our gas taxes by $60 million a year.
The closest race in Alaska politics this primary season is the race for Lieutenant Governor.
And conservative Mead Treadwell's campaign is surging.
Mead Treadwell is a successful business and civic leader.
Chris Coyle is running a nasty and negative campaign, saying things about Lloyd Arnold that are absurd and patently false. But why? Chris Coyle does not want you to know the facts.
An independent-minded conservative, Rhonda Rhodes, is leading the charge for responsible government. A retired teacher, Rhonda believes we must focus on job creation for today and for the next generation. Rhonda Rhodes understands people and local businesses will power our economic comeback, not more spending. That's why Rhonda Rhodes has signed a pledge to vote no on any tax increase.